The Imposter Syndrome, Myth or Truth? Author Joseph Peeler, published by Nordic Success Publishing. I like being high performing. I like creating something new, working hard, and seeing results. The journey, however, may be quite rough. Often enough, the figments of my brain want to take over. My consciousness doesn't always want to give me credit for the results. I'm often thinking that I was lucky or that a colleague will soon discover that I am a fraud. I'm thinking that what I've accomplished isn't because of me. What if it's true? Imagine if the work I've done, everything from written goals every day to the planning of sales work, isn't because of me. Sales are extremely complex and difficult. Or really not that difficult if you choose to do the tough work with all the steps that sales mean. Anyway, I've chosen to address this important topic in my sixth book. I love setting goals. We all know that fantasies become dreams, that the dreams become goals that you write down daily, and that the goals become reality. It only happens when you have worked hard and smart enough to reach the goals. The daily figments of your brain that are in your head will counteract your goals. Despite external signs of competence, those who suffer from the imposter syndrome are convinced that they are bluffing and don't deserve the success they've had. This is true no matter how hard or for how long they've struggled. Signs of success are dismissed as luck, timing, or having tricked others into believing that they are more competent than they themselves think they are. Even Albert Einstein may have suffered from the imposter syndrome towards the end of his life. What happens is simple. The figments of my brain want me to rest instead. Imagine if a Bengali tiger wants to eat me. Then all the work I have done to achieve goals becomes irrelevant to my brain. It will try to make myself ignore the tough work. When it doesn't find more reasons, it will create an image that everything I've done so far has been a fraud. It's unbelievable how much shit our brain is telling us. I had a discussion recently with an acquaintance. She was absolutely convinced that training hard every day isn't good for you. It's better to train fewer times a week than to give up. The number of training sessions isn't about soreness or getting tired. It's about a lifestyle that you actively choose. Imagine if world athletes like Sarah Sjöström or Messi suddenly ignored training 2 to 3 times a day.